You're joined this morning by David Sherna and also Kathy Martinez. David is the executive director of No Barriers, and Kathy Martinez works with Wells Fargo and Company as the People with Disabilities segment manager, formerly also with the U.S. Department of Labor. We're here this morning to talk about the 25th anniversary of the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, and things that are happening now, 25 years later, related to that. David, let's start with you. Your No Barriers is having a big summit in Utah. What's that all about, and how does that tie in with the ADA?
Well, I can't imagine a better place to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the ADA than here at the National Ability Center in Park City, Utah. The No Barriers organization hosts a summit every year, and what it is it's a four-day conference that brings together people from all walks of life. And what we're trying to do over the course of 4 days is to get people to believe that what's within you is stronger than what's in your way. And so the way we do that is through a lot of experiential activities combined with inspirational speakers and musicians. And so we've got 125 different activities planned over the next 4 days that range from scuba diving to rock climbing to sailing to pottery that's going on right behind me. And so people spend their day doing these engaged activities, maybe try something they never thought they could do, and then they come back and in the evening they sit down and hear some of the most inspirational stories you can hear on this planet. And so you kind of leave with this sense of the power of the human spirit to transcend all odds.
Now that's one of those things that comes from within. The American with the Disabilities Act kind of affected things that are out there in the world, things that are barriers that were put up or just that people who are able-bodied didn't think about. Kathy, talk about some of the things over the last 25 years that you've really seen that the ADA has done that makes more things more accessible to more people.
Well, basically, the ADA has leveled the playing field for people with disabilities in lots of ways. I guess I would say the main way is that our country is a more physically accessible place. Everybody is familiar with ramps. I can tell you that in Washington, D.C., people would stand in line to go up the ramp as opposed to stepping up a curb. Those were developed for people in wheelchairs. We've got Braille on elevators. We've got Braille hotel room doors. About 90% of our public buses have lifts on them. So you're right. The ADA has physically changed our society.
It's also made them part of the workforce. If a person with a disability is now not able to contribute, not only does the economy get hurt, but I guess themselves, in a sense, they also feel like they're not a whole person in a way. So this has changed that attitude too.
Well, the workforce, yes, there is a provision in the ADA that says that people cannot discriminate against people on the basis of their disability, but we can't legislate attitude. And this is where I think this is a goal that we have to work toward for the next 25 years, because attitude plays a big role in why people don't get hired. There's still a lot of fear, misconception, stereotype about whether or not a person with a disability can work. So, well, now we've got the law. Now we've got to work on the actual how of it and really focus on the economic empowerment of people with disabilities for the next 25 years.
Well, David, how does your No Barriers feed into that, add to that, break down the barriers, as No Barriers are the title of your organization, so people are accustomed, feel good, comfortable around somebody with a disability?
Yeah, well, our philosophy is that we all have barriers in our life. I think that the idea that we all struggle through something in our lives is a part of the shared human experience. And so here at No Barriers, we combine all different kinds of folks together. So it's not just people with an obvious physical disability. It could be someone who's faced with a disease. It could be someone who's struggling with the loss of a family member. It could be a kid who grew up in a really rough economic area. I think the idea that our barriers unite us, we all have them, is something that is a unifying factor for our nation. And so what we try to do is focus less on the barriers and more on how do you live lives full of purpose no matter what gets in your way. And so I think that people leave our experiences here at the No Barriers Summit inspired and connected and having a new community. And I think that's really our goal here, is it's kind of to shift the mindset, right? So I believe the ADA helps shift the national mindset and help level the playing field. And our organization is all about shifting mindsets and helping people look at each other in different ways, as well as the barriers that they face.
What about new technology? How is technology helping those with disabilities these days?
Yeah, well, technology has advanced tremendously, and it's going so rapidly. It's truly extraordinary. So we told you earlier, you know, here at our No Barriers Summit, we've got people climbing mountains, we got people sailing, scuba diving. All of this is open to any ability. So all cool technologies to get people to have full access to being in the outdoors. We've got a couple of amazing things that we're showcasing this year. One is a thing called an eye writer, which enables someone to just use their eye to communicate and to do art. We've got a guy from California who can't get out of his home, and so he's joining us with his robot. And so he controls his robot from his home. He's actually giving an entire presentation from his robot, and his robot travels through the summit and participates. We've got another person who's doing an echolocation clinic. Yeah, it's a man who's blind who uses echolocation to get through the world. And so technology is really helping to provide huge opportunities for people with disabilities to do all the things they dream of doing.
And I want to say that, you know, as a person who's working for a major bank, I would have never been able to do my job, my current job, 25 years ago. But the technology that's been developed since then, I use a screen reader because I'm blind, and also my smartphone is very accessible. So I would not be able to do my job 25 years ago, the current job that I have today, without innovative and accessible technology.
If people want to find out more about this summit, about the ADA, about people with disabilities and their capabilities, what's a good place for them to start to look?
Yeah, well, we'd encourage people to come to next year's summit in Colorado. You can learn more at nobarriersusa.org. And with Kathy's support and Wells Fargo support, we're launching a video series featured this month on the Wells Fargo YouTube channel that shares stories of people whose lives were changed by the ADA. So I'd encourage folks to go to the Wells Fargo YouTube channel and nobarriersusa.org.
Again, the American Disabilities Act celebrating its silver anniversary and a No Barrier Summit going on. Our guests today have been David Cherna and also Kathy Martinez. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.